Oh, hold up. Smell test. Go ahead. Sniff those pits. Now, your bits. Feet, toes, come on. Ugh. Could be fresher, right? It's all good. Old Spice Total Body Deodorant Spray is gentle enough to use all over your body, giving you 24/7 lasting freshness with daily use, from pits to toes and down below. So every smell test gets a... Shop for Old Spice Total Body Deodorant.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. So, doctors in ancient Egypt carried bandages, tools, medicine, and moldy bread in their bags. That's how they ate bread back then? Nah, Egyptians figured out that moldy bread does something pretty awesome. It worked like a band-aid in covering wounds and helping to prevent infections. Maybe add a little mustard and mayo? The Egyptians were probably the first seafarers. They made ships out of reeds, wood, and papyrus. They were powered by a whole team of rowers. The tough day for the rowers was when the captain wanted to go water skiing. Not really. Anyway, the River Nile's basically one huge highway, so the Egyptians built ships to sail up and down the river carrying building materials, food, and spices. The pyramids in Egypt are old. The first one was built around 4,000 years ago. The Great Pyramid is the largest ever built by the Egyptians, but it wasn't the largest pyramid ever. The pyramid in Cholula, Mexico was way bigger. Researchers think the Egyptians were the first to put on makeup. This was done by both men and women, and it wasn't just about looking good. Their powders and creams protected their skin from desert winds and sunburn. But hair was a different matter. They didn't have shampoo or conditioner or anything. If their hair got too dirty, they'd just shave it all off. Save them time getting ready for work in the morning. Wealthy Egyptians bathed twice a day, invented perfume, toothpaste, and mints to keep their breath fresh. Poorer Egyptians didn't have those luxuries, and they had major teeth problems. Whenever the wind kicked up, sand would fly all over the place, often into food. Imagine munching on a mouthful of sand. No thanks. Egyptians also slept on stone pillows. Insects were much more interested in cloth and silk. If you laid your head down on a stone pillow, they'd leave you alone. The Egyptians were also obsessed with cats, just like some of us. They also came up with the first ever board game. It's called Senet, and it's over 5,000 years old. Ancient Egyptians slept on stones, and medieval Europeans slept in wooden cabinets. The boxes kept them cozy warm, which meant big savings on their heating bill.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Now, the Egyptians didn't invent everything. You know how you're supposed to throw salt over your shoulder for good luck? That was started by the ancient Assyrians. They gave it to the Egyptians, who passed it on to the Romans and Greeks. And we've been chucking salt around ever since. In ancient Rome, only the emperor wore purple robes by law. Purple dye was more expensive than gold and was made from shellfish. It took 10,000 shellfish to dye one toga. Toga. Those Romans took superstitions to the next level. They were the ones that started that whole thing about left-handed people. But they loved their sports. And they absolutely adored gladiators. Even more than we love our Hollywood stars or NBA players. Their sweat was super popular with fans. It was sold as a cosmetic in special little bottles. Back then, they thought that splashing a few drops on would make them more attractive. Hey, no sweat. Only chariot drivers were cooler than gladiators. A great rider could earn up to $15 billion over a lifetime. They were the richest athletes in history. The races were held in the Circus Maximus, which could seat 150,000 fans. And that's not counting the fans who didn't mind standing. Horses weren't the only animals they used back then. When the Greeks and Romans were having a squabble with their elephant-riding neighbors, they used super-loud pigs to scare them off. The Greeks prized their dogs and would do anything to protect them. They even invented that spiky dog collar everyone's wearing these days. But those collars weren't just for decoration. They used them to protect their precious sheepdogs from a sneaky wolf attack. So, the Greeks invented philosophy, central heating, and the alarm clock. A Greek geographer even wrote the first ever travel guide. They also probably invented the handshake, and they were clearly dog lovers. Plus, they had the Olympic Games. Those guys did it all. If you've got a time machine stashed in the attic and you decide to take a trip to the Middle Ages, remember to pack a whole bunch of buttons. People used to show off their buttons like we show off our new iPhone. King Francis I of France wore about 14,000 buttons on his suit. Want to look fashionable in the 19th century? Carry a pineapple with you, everywhere. In England, they were so expensive that if you couldn't buy one, you could rent one. A nice, juicy pineapple in today's money was about $8,000. It's good that pineapples weren't popular with the inhabitants of Yap Island. They didn't use coins or banknotes. They used huge stone wheels with holes in the middle. The largest ones are as tall as a full-grown human. Boy, what happens if you ask for change? Modern soccer started in England, but the sport didn't always look like it does now. At first, the rules were a bit different. You could only hit the ball with anything. Hands, feet, head, chairs. The king thought it was ridiculous, so he banned it all together. He replaced it with archery. Yep, every Sunday, men spent hours pointing arrows at targets. A really good archer was just as famous as soccer players are today. The Middle Ages weren't just about weird sports. They were all about fashion. Yeah, in those days, a high forehead was considered the gold standard for a wealthy woman. And the men? Well, here are the most fashionable shoes of the Middle Ages, Krakow shoes. They had to stuff the ends with straw or rags to keep them from drooping down. A few hundred years later, it was all about the mustache, especially for the men. To keep that stylish shape, men used wax. And when a gentleman drank tea, the wax melted, dripped into the cup, and ruined the taste. But most importantly, the mustache got all wonky. Then some guy with way too much time on his hands invented a new teacup. It kept the mustache clean, dry, and oh so classy. Back to sports. After about a 1,500-year break, the Olympic Games made a comeback. 17 athletes from all over the world ran a marathon. But a Greek shepherd won gold. He didn't even have his own running shoes. Some friends from his village took up a collection to buy him some. One sport that wasn't in the Olympics? Octopus wrestling. It was a big thing in the States in the 60s. Want to get in on the action? Easy. Wade out into shallow water, find an octopus, and defeat it. You only win if you manage to pull the monster totally out of the water. The record is a 90-pound octopus. Oh, and they had to stop when the octopus became so, you know, clingy. Think ancient people didn't study that much? The first university was in India almost 3,000 years ago. It had about 10,000 students and 60 different subjects. Agriculture, archery, philosophy, astronomy, dance. Nice. People used to actually have fun in class. In those days, a sweet balcony with a great view wasn't always the in thing. A lot of people used to live underground. The underground city in modern-day Turkey had about 20,000 inhabitants. Houses, stables, warehouses, streets, even a trendy coffee shop. Not really. But everything was really underground. Those guys must have been pale. And now for a couple of firsts. About 100 years ago, a cop in the British town of Paddock Wood was sitting down for lunch. My word, is that a horseless carriage? Something loud was racing down the quiet street at the enormous speed of 8 miles per hour. That was 6 miles per hour over the speed limit. First speeding ticket ever. Anne Hodges managed to go down in history without even getting up from the couch. In 1954, a meteorite smashed through a roof. She was the first person ever to be hit by a meteorite. That's about as likely as winning the lottery jackpot 2 weeks in a row. I wonder if she stocked up on lottery tickets that day. Bonus dino fact. We usually think dinosaurs all lived at the same time. Not true. Imagine you, a stegosaurus, and a T-Rex are brothers and sisters. The Stegosaurus would be 15 years old, the T-Rex would be 7, and you would have just had your first birthday. So you and the T-Rex are closer in age. Time to show off your new knowledge to your friends, unless they also saw this video. Bye-bye.